This is KE9CNQ on the Columbia City Parkview two-meter repeater listening.
Sounds like somebody's out there, maybe not quite making it in, aka DIY.
Call here is Whiskey Zulu. The call is Whiskey Zulu 8 November, and I'm in Manistee. Name is Rick.
Hey, Rick. It's Gordon, WZ8N, K8DIY. Good afternoon.
Well, hello, Gordon. I certainly didn't expect to hear you. I connected with the Northern Michigan node and up north of here, and I don't think that it's quite working like it's supposed to. I don't receive the same red banner when I key up, but well, okay. So you are probably just getting me on the simplex on 145-100.
I'm connected to it through their GMR bridge, so it seems to be working, or at least the bridge is, but yeah, I haven't heard much activity on this link system, so they might be still recovering from that ice storm.
Oh, okay, well, I almost never hear much activity on this thing, even when it would be a normal commute to work time, and you'd think that some people would be using at least one of the repeaters out in the system, but no, not too much activity. So the fellows gathered up at the park, and I assume that maybe you were seeing family for the weekend. Go ahead.
Yeah, I saw the pictures that Brian sent over. Glad to see a couple of folks made it to the event. I just feeling under the weather this weekend, so I just stayed home and kind of recovering. This weather where it goes from nice to cold to nice to cold throws me for a loop lately. Today I ventured out of the house and went to the National Forest Sofa Town to do a little HF, and as soon as I get the antenna set up, it starts raining. So I'm just operating, doing some digital from inside the truck, and listening to DMR. WZ8N, K8DIY. No, I'm not sure if that my last transmission made out or not. I'm using a hotspot, and internet reception is not the best out here.
Gordon, I got a loose wire on my power supply to the radio, and it just cut out, and I wiggled some stuff in the back, and I'll have to do a little bit more investigation. Are you still there?
Oh, Roger, I am still here, Rick. Yeah, I thought I just lost the repeater. I'm going through a hotspot through cellular internet, and there's barely reception out here, so I figured I dropped out on this end. But hopefully that loose wire is easy to rectify on your end.
Yeah, what I thought might be the hard part, I wasn't keying up with this thing, but I guess maybe I had like a tone squelch in there along with the regular PL tone, so I took all of that stuff out and tried it, and I saw that I got the cost to come up on the screen. I don't use this stuff enough to know how to troubleshoot it. And it's a good thing that I saved the password in the computer, because I don't know what the heck that is to get into this. So I've tried many combinations of things. So, this old guy's getting old real fast, so Boy, what a deal. Well, I'm sorry to hear that you were feeling poorly, and that's why you weren't with us, but hopefully the weather fluctuations will kind of smooth out a little bit now, and we won't be getting any more snow, any severe changes, and you'll feel better. So, did you have time to get any of your antennas back up?
Well, I got one dual-band antenna operational at the QTH, but it's got to come down because it's tangled in the broken guy wires from one of the other antenna masts that failed. But looking at the masts, I've got enough parts. If I take, they're built from 10-foot sections of tubing, so I can take it apart and get the broken or bent pieces of tubing out and reassemble the surviving pieces and get another mast up fairly quickly. I've got these heavy-duty Rhone telescoping masts that I'd like to put up. I just got to figure out a way to anchor them on the ground so that they can be self-supporting temporarily until I get the guy wires straightened out. So a bit more experimentation due on my part for that.
Okay, well, I just walked back here behind my equipment and the radio turned on, so I don't know what's loose here. Rather than have these big gaps in the conversation, I guess I'd better wish you well and I'll figure it out a little bit later. I got some old man stuff that I'm dealing with right now. Today was a really good day, but some days are a little more challenging. So we'll be in touch, Gordon. Gee, thanks for the short chat. KDA, let's see, what the heck is KADIYWCA then.
Likewise, Rick. Thanks for the quick chat. I'll try to remember the net tonight and jump on there with my one antenna or maybe my mobile. But anyway, yeah, 73 to you. I'll catch you later. Z8N, K8DIY, clear.
Okay, real good, Gordon. A good day to you. Hope to hear you on the net. WC8N, clear.
KSPW.